Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has picked Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt to head the Environmental Protection Agency. He's been a key critic of President Obama's plan to address climate change by slashing carbon emissions. Late Thursday, Mr. Trump continued his Thank You America tour with a rally in Des Moines, Iowa, where he promised more jobs for Americans.
The American worker built this country, and now it's time for American workers to have a government that, for the first time in decades, answers to them. We're going to answer to them. My plan begins with bold structural reform to create millions of really good paying jobs.
Mr. Trump also honored Americans who were part of the armed services and pledged to improve the U.S. military readiness. A powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake hit off the coast of the Solomon Islands today. There were no immediate reports of casualties, and a tsunami warning for a wide swath of the South Pacific was later lifted. Quake also struck off the northern coast of the U.S. state of California. No immediate reports of damage or injuries there. The main challenger in Ghana's presidential election has said he is confident of victory, but called on supporters to give the Electoral Commission more time to do its job. Nana Akufo-Addo spoke to supporters in Accra as the Electoral Commission slowly released provincial results from Wednesday's elections. Incumbent John Mahama and his ruling NDC party have not conceded defeat. This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the Syrian government has stopped all active military operations in eastern Aleppo in advance of a meeting between U.S. and Russian military experts on the situation in the city. Stefan de Mistura, the U.N. envoy to Syria, said at a press briefing that Syria has given the U.N. permission to enter eastern Aleppo, but the organization is unable to deliver aid because they have no idea when a ceasefire will happen and how long it will last.
On the length, we didn't get any information from the Russian announcement. How long will it be? What we know is that it has been decided. And I know also that at this stage, we have discovered that evacuation of civilians is taking place sometimes almost immediately. They don't wait for us.
Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he's hopeful about a potential ceasefire agreement with Russia to end fighting in Aleppo. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter arrived in Afghanistan today for a holiday season visit to thank American troops for their service. Carter will receive an update on NATO and U.S. efforts to support Afghan security forces. He'll meet with senior Afghan officials, including President Ashraf Ghani. Carter is in the midst of a round-the-world trip to thank deployed U.S. troops for their service, meet with important regional partners, and advance U.S. priorities, including the rebalance to the Asia-Pacific and lasting defeat of the Islamic State. John Glenn, the first U.S. astronaut to orbit the Earth, has died. Glenn also served for many years as a U.S. senator from the state of Ohio. President Obama issued a statement saying that Glenn's passing, our nation has lost an icon. President-elect Donald Trump took to Twitter to react to Glenn's passing. He tweeted, "Today we lost a great pioneer of air and space." Glenn once spoke with reporters after the end of the space shuttle program, which took astronauts to the International Space Station.
"We do not have an American spacecraft on which we can go into space. To get our people up there to the International Space Station to do the research it was built to do, and we spent over $100 billion on that, we should have had a continuity in the program that let us build research, and the research we do up there is of benefit to everybody right here on Earth."
Astronaut and Senator John Glenn dead at age 95. The head of Britain's Secret Intelligence Service says his country and Western nations are facing grave threats to their security and political systems from the hostile agenda output and cyber attacks by rival states.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Voice of VOA.